Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to Davash Lefi. So Revelation chapter 2, Smyrna, and again, Yeshua writes them, and he says to this congregation that, remember, are facing persecution and trouble, he says that I'm the first and I'm the last. I've gone before you and I'll come after you. So I've gone through it and I've faced death and I've been raised to dead again. You're going to face death in many cases, and I'll take you through it. He's encouraging them. Yeshua is saying, I'll take you through it. And whatever you're facing, he'll take you through it. He'll take you through it, folks. He'll take you through it. He's been there before you. I'm the first. I'm the last. He was dead, and he came to life. I know your tribulation, he says. I know. This word in Greek and Hebrew, you know, Hebrew, in Greek, it's oida, oida. I know, I know. In Hebrew, I love the Hebrew word yada, yada. I know, yada, I know. It's a word of intimacy, I know. He knows in Psalm 139, O Lord, you have searched me and you know, you've known me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You understand my thought afar off. You comprehend my path and my lying down, and you're acquainted with all, not some, but all of my ways. He knows everything. He knows everything. He knows the end and declares it from the beginning in Isaiah 46:10. Jeremiah 1:5, he says, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. I knew you. I knew you. So he knows it all. Ezekiel 37, I love it when Ezekiel, God says to him, son of man, can these bones live? He asks Ezekiel, can these dry bones that you're seeing in this valley, can these bones live? And Ezekiel looks at them and he says, he looks up, you know, you alone know, O Lord, you God, you alone, O Lord God, know. So he says, I know. What does God know? I know your tribulation, your poverty. And he says, you're rich. Your tribulation, thlipsis, your pressure. It's thlipsis in the Greek. It means pressing, squeezing. Squeezing. I understand it. I know what it means to be squeezed and pressed, like the grapes are squeezed and crushed so the juice comes out. I know that tzara in Hebrew, that squeezing, and your poverty. You've had to suffer loss for my sake. I suffer all things loss. Philippians 3:8, Paul says, for his sake. I know your poverty. He says, and it's in the Greek, it's stark poverty. They had to probably lose their incomes in many cases for the sake of the good news, for following Yeshua. They couldn't worship the emperor. They couldn't follow their idol worship and their worship their gods. So they, in many cases, they were suffering, and from their own countrymen, from their Jewish people, they were suffering because they were ostracized in many cases. And he says, but you're wealthy. He says, you feel you are impoverished by human standards, but you're wealthy. God says you're rich. You're really wealthy because you're going to have rewards in the afterlife, in the Olam Haba, in the world to come. And you're rich as far as what you have spiritually. You have richness of character. You have richness of reward now and in the life to come. And he says, and the slander, three things, he says. So we're pressed, we're squeezed. It's, you know, someone called the burden that crushes, the pressures. But we come out to a place, a wealthy place, it says in Psalm 66, verses 10 through 12. He took us through fire and through water, but we come out to a wealthy place. And where James says, didn't God choose the poor, James or Yaakov, Jacob is Hebrew name, didn't God choose the poor of this world to be rich in what? In faith, in trust, in faith. So if the poor of this world he chose to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom that he promised to those who love him. We love him through it. If we love him through it, we will be rich in what really counts, faith. Faith lasts. Faith lasts. The other things don't. 2 Corinthians, that's James 2:5. 2 Corinthians 6:10 says, as grieving, yet always rejoicing. As grieving. Yes, we grieve. Yes, we grieve. We grieve. But as always rejoicing, we rejoice because of what he supplies. As poor, yet enriching many. Enriching many. Did you know that your suffering is meant to enrich others? my suffering is meant to enrich others. Listen, don't be so self-focused that you can't, that you're quenching what God wants to do to use you to bless others, to help someone else. Don't be so self-absorbed in your grief and in your lack that you don't see what God's trying to do to use you to get to help others. So don't get out and let God use you to help others. Let God use you, direct you on how to reach others through it, right? As poor yet enriching many, as having nothing yet possessing all things. That's so beautiful. As having nothing yet possessing, you really possess all things. Wow. 2 Corinthians 6:10. So then he says to this, then he mentions to this part, he says, those who say, the slander of those who say they are Jewish, say they are Jews and are not, but are a synagogue of Satan. Wow. What's he talking about there? Well, we keep saying we're going to get to it. We will. But this could refer to a couple of possibilities. Interpretation. They are saying they're Jewish. It could definitely deal with replacement theology and supersessionism. But it could also deal with our Jewish people who are not receiving our Messiah, because to be truly Jewish is to receive, be truly Jewish from God's point of view is to embrace all that he reveals, and that's our Jewish Messiah. But it also deals with the ridiculousness of, it definitely deals with the ridiculousness of those who claim to be God's people and claim to be Israel, claim to be Jewish people, and are not because the God has never replaced or superseded the Jewish people as covenant people. His promises are all yes and amen in Messiah. He's faithful to his people to fulfill his promises. All right, we'll go into it a little more in depth Friday. God bless you, and you have a Yom Tov. Shalom.